USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring. Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters. The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Vice President Mike Pence in the East Room for the announcement, along with Chief of Staff John Kelly and other Republican senators. Also in attendance, the late Justice Scalia's wife, Maureen, and Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese.
My body, my choice!
Her body, her choice!
Meanwhile, outside the Supreme Court, anti-abortion protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The country of Turkey firing more than 18,000 state employees because of alleged ties to terrorist organizations. More now from USA's Wendy King.
A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And turning to your money now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures up 63 points, the NASDAQ futures up 13, and the S&P 500 up 3. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Dozens of people killed and more missing in mudslides after heavy rain in Japan. More now from USA's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A judge ruling against a church in Michigan in a case involving pot. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says he is pleased that the First Church of Cannabis will not be able to use marijuana as a sacrament. The Marion Superior Court ruling against the church, which had filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General's office under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The court found the church doesn't practice a true religion, but is just a group of marijuana activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.